This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Steamboat Springs police are investigating a stabbing early Tuesday morning at a residence. They say it is an isolated incident. There's no threat to the community. No information is being released due to the age of those involved. The collared gray wolf activity map has been released for this month by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. It only shows a watershed area where at least one wolf with a GPS collar was tracked, but it does show watersheds where wolves have been east of the Continental Divide and onto the Front Range. All of Grand County and most of Jackson County show wolf activity. There's much more activity north of Steamboat Springs in Rout County, and also more activity from last month in Moffat County, with much less from last month in Rio Blanco County. Again, it only shows the watersheds where a wolf might have been. The Middle Park stock growers have replied to the letter from Colorado Parks and Wildlife Director Jeff Davis, where he said lethal action will not be taken against those two wolves that have killed five head of livestock in Grand County this month. It's because the wolves are denning in the area. The response from Middle Park stock growers says they're disappointed and discouraged in the director's response, although we're not surprised by it. We are not done yet. We have to keep fighting for agriculture and fully expected CPW to follow all of the parts of the wolf plan. Two properties in Rout County have been approved for Rout County Historic Designation by the Rout County Board of County Commissioners. The red brick M&M Parts and Service Building is on Walnut Street in Hayden. M&M stands for Minneapolis Moline. That building was built in 1928. The second building is the Mangione Cabin at the upper end of Rout County Road 36 near the Strawberry Park Hot Springs. That cabin was built in the early 70s, but the area was homesteaded by Sylvester Lee back in 1909. Documents show nothing in the cabin was built to code because they didn't have code then. Today is fourth grade Ag Day at the Moffat County Fairgrounds in Craig. It's hosted by the local cattle women. The career fair at Moffat County High School is for students this afternoon, and then the community from 4:30 until 7:30. It's a way to engage students and community members of career pathways and job opportunities. The Oak Creek Board of Trustees meets tonight. That starts at 6. Hayden Town Council meets at 7:30 tonight. Council will make an Arbor Day proclamation for Friday to support efforts to protect our trees and woodlands. Another discussion is a TNR program for the management of stray cats in the town of Hayden. It's time to order beautiful flowers to support the Booster Club at Steamboat Springs High School. There are hanging plants, patio plats, and fun flats of flowers available. Order at sailorsathletics.com. Pickup day is from noon to 5 on Monday, May 20th. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.